Hello.
Hey, Jeffrey, this is John with Local Splash. Calling you back, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost you. So, Jeffrey, just to get started on everything, well, first off, do you still have a couple minutes here?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, good. So, Jeffrey, to get things started, I want to make sure we have everything, because we are a Premier Google Channel partner. I have to make sure I follow it by the book here, okay?
Okay.
Now, I have the first name, Jeffrey. Last name, how do you spell your last name, sir?
E-B-E-L-G-A-A-R-D space F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Wow, that's very unique, sir. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to repeat this back because I definitely need to get this one right. All right. So E-Z-E-L-G-A-R.
E-E-B. So E, Edward Dog.
Oh, okay. Edward Dog. Edward L-G-A-A.
Yeah, Steel Guard. So E-B-E-L-G-A-A-R-D.
That's cool. Sorry. I'm sorry. This is a cool last name there. And then also F-I-F-C-H-E-R. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 9286, in case we ever need
correct.
To update? Okay.
Pretty
now,
much everything comes to my cell phone, so okay. And my T-Mobile stuff, the business line is to work the best. So, yeah, cell phone's
okay.
Probably the listed for everything.
Okay. That answers my next question, how you want your customers to reach out to you. Now, I don't forget my promises, Jeffrey. So far as the email address, I want to make sure I have the right one to send the invoice to so you can overlook everything as well, too. Is this the best email I have? Jeff@EagleElectricOnline.com?
Correct.
Okay. And now this next part is for Google, so I have to have it on point. Now, I know I'm looking at it on your Google Online right now, but I'd rather not trust that. I'd rather just trust you on this one. So I have the business okay. name as Eagle Electric of Auburn, comma, LLC. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, I do have a business address on file here. Now, I want to remind you on this one, though. It's completely optional. You do not have to show your physical address to the public, but Google does require to have the physical address in general to keep you verified. So I have an address at 19125 27th Drive at Southeast, and then it's Auburn, it shows. That's kind of weird. 98012.
Yeah, it's actually Bothell. No, that's not. Yes, it's partly correct. So they set
okay.
that up too.
oh, wow.
So it's actually the city's, everything sounds correct except for the city's Bothell, not Auburn.
Interesting. Okay. And then 98012 is the zip code, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Wow, I'm glad I'm asking you all this, man. That can be red flags down the road. That will get you just like red flag, meaning they will take your Google presence completely down. So I'm glad
yeah,
we're talking
to
you today.
Yeah, and definitely don't want address listed.
Okay, yeah, that was my next question on there because I want to make sure that I put this in notes here right now. Do not just school address. Okay, I'm putting this in, highlighting it as well, too. And then also, since our team is going to be working with you on the Facebook ads, they're going to show you how to maneuver through your tracking system, your website, things like that. I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you to go over and do everything with you. Do you have an hour
okay.
window to speak with them? I mean, I can set that up as early as tomorrow so that I can jumpstart on this right away here because I don't want them wasting time, to be honest. I think this is something
tomorrow to be fine.
Okay. What time would work best for you, though? Morning or evening?
Probably evening.
Okay.
I guess depends on morning versus evening, I guess.
Okay.
Depends on what time windows.
All right. So we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So earliest we could do is 7 a.m. to 8, or latest we could do is from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I know I got a job lock from 7 to 8:30, so I guess if you have a 9 to 10 window, it would be fine.
That's actually wide open. I was going to say right before. Okay, cool. Let me do this right now. I'm going to send a Google invite to your email. I'm going to send that same email to our team. Now, all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me two seconds here, Jeff. And that way you have another form of contact for me, too, in case you ever need anything. It's the best way to contact me. So let me send this right now. Let me know once you got it.
And I'm coming by email or text?
I sent it by email for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too. And okay. Just sent the reminder. Let me know once you got that, and then I could go ahead and move forward here as well.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right. So the next part, again, this is just to let you know, you're not married to this stuff, okay? You can always modify it at any time. You could even do it yourself, but I always put it this way. Jeff, if you're paying for a service for us to help you, utilize our team, okay? That's what they're waiting for.
Okay.
So as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? 24/7, Monday through Friday, what do you think?
So 7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, perfect. And then for contact, did you want them to own your customers? Do you want them to only reach out to the phone number by call? Do you want them to be able to text or email or anything like that?
Phone, text, or email is fine.
Okay, perfect. And that'd be the same email you gave me just now, right? The one I just emailed you to?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And then as far as your distance, now again, we can make this thing go 50 miles every direction. Or we can keep it at 30-mile radius. We can hit specific counties, zip codes. How would you like to put that as?
We service all of King County and Pierce County. So if you can do it by that direction, works good. I know Auburn, South King, so it's 30 to 50 miles is probably pretty accurate to covering that area.
Okay, let's do that then. If there, I'm going to put it like 30-mile radius, right? And then if there's areas you're getting calls from that you just don't want to service to, every place got that. I get it. You know, we can exclude areas. So as long as you communicate with our team, we'll make that happen for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm putting notes in here for the website. I'm going to say that you probably, I mean, if you own the domain, great. We'll use that same domain so that way you don't have to, or not you have to, you don't confuse your customers. You know what I mean? That's the last thing we
want.
We own
the domain, so.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let me make sure of that, then put that there.
Now, whether or not they've changed the login information, I couldn't tell you. I don't believe so, but I still have access through Bluehost to manage that site.
Okay. Well, by law on there, it's your website and your domain. They better not take that from you, man. But either way, we got your back. I'm going to put this in the notes here just in case. If we need to get you a new domain or whatever from there, it's going to be included in your package. For the life of you being with us, you would not have to pay for a website, okay? So I just want to make sure you're aware.
Yeah, no, domain's definitely mine, so they would have a pretty big fight if they wanted to try and
Okay, good. And then the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Cash, check, credit card. We don't currently have any setups for any apps, and so I'm sure something wouldn't be hard for us to set up if that's what we still choose.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I put it this way. The more options the customers have, the better it is. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
And then I remember you mentioning – we talked briefly about the Facebook here, and I believe this is the same one. Nope, not. This is a different one here. Okay. I'll put the notes here. Just make sure that tomorrow they'll help you through that for your Facebook business page. The number one thing that we don't do, Jeff, is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you through Facebook, though, the ball's in your court. Okay, as long as you're okay with that.
Okay.
Most likely they're more than likely going to call you, though, but because it's a click-to-call. But, hey, I mean, you never know. So.
Okay.
And the business is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I already have most of the stuff from Google here, as far as, you know, services you want to be found for, but I'd rather hear from you, what would be the most important ones in order, I guess you can say, not in specific order, but, you know, most importantly here, keywords for services you want to be always found for.
Panel changes, service changes, EV chargers, remodels and additions.
Oh, get out of here. Okay. I didn't know that. All right.
I think that would be probably the primary thing. I don't do a whole lot with, like, small little service calls if my outlet doesn't work. I just don't have the manpower for that type of stuff.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And it's not the money where it's at. Now, when it comes to remodels, do you do kitchen and bathroom remodels as well?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to put more direct on there just because, as you can tell, it's not my first rodeo here. You never know where customers are going to put. The more you have, the better. And I'm going to put in parentheses, you may want to add more. That way, when our team talks to you tomorrow, they'll bring that up in case, you know, they have something better to put in there for your algorithms being found more easier.
Okay.
Or if you want to add more, you can. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
I think we have everything here. Let me review it one more time. Oh, forgot this here. And just letting you know, I like to put myself in your shoes, you know what I mean, as a lookout for you. No matter what, this stuff is yours, right? The directories, your Google presence, like if anything ever happened in the future, we're just managers on this account. We're not taking over your account. So just giving you a heads up on that. That way you understand how, you know, the difference of viewing on your own versus us backing you up to be on that first page, right? We're just helping you, your company being noticed, okay? So I just want to make sure you feel comfortable with that. All right. And it looks good. So let me go ahead and send this over to our team. And the next part, like I said, I don't accept no for an answer. We do everything on recording called voice verification, where everything is recorded. Now, I'm going to give you our direct phone number before we get started on that. Let me know when you're ready.
Give me just a second. I got my phone again.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's 877. 635-6225.
Okay.
Save it as local splash.
Okay.
Now, this is voice activated, like I said. You can say Facebook ads, website, whatever it is. There will be a team that's available for you. Monday through Friday, take over that. They'll know exactly what to do to help your business grow or whatever you need the modifications from there. I will bring this phone number up again in the recording here. So I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify it. If you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks. Ask away, okay, Jeff, because I want to make sure I attend to that right away. All right? That's my job. All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eagle Electric of Auburn, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Jeffrey Edelgard Fisher.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause on that for a second here, Jeff. I want to make sure you're really protected on every case scenario. I don't care if anyone's name is John from Local Splash. What we're going to do is, after this recording, we'll set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in from here on out, we will only ask a security question. We will never give out your answer. I just want to make sure you're protected on that. That way you know what you're talking about. Okay.
Okay?
All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And the last question here for you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'll repeat that one. Sorry, I missed it.
That's all right. Pretty much what it means is, please, we're not going to be able to read your mind. Please let us know if we need to modify anything, add a picture on the website.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I cut out there for just a second, so I'm just clarifying that I heard it right. So, yeah. No.
Okay. All right. And so your payment for the initial term in account setup will be charged today on March 12th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 12th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Jeff, just as promised me, I just want to make sure you have everything in there as protection for you. All right, so we're in the last 2 parts here and we're all set. Now, I joke around about this a lot, but I've actually seen a customer get locked out of their own account because they forgot their own answer. So please don't forget your own answer. You can make up any answer you like, but you can have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. Now remember, this answer will never change and we will never give it out too. So what would that answer be?
Asher.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that you say it out loud to spell it for me just in case, and then I'll be able to put Lockett in there for you.
A-S-H-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Making sure. Now I'm saving it. Again, it's a huge red flag if we mention that out loud to tell you that answer. You have our direct phone number now. So if you have a red flag going on or anything like that, hang up the phone and call the 877 number. They will always ask that security question. Okay? So,
okay.
Jeff, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there all spelled out completely? Jeffrey, Eagleguard, is it pronounced? Yeah. Am I pronouncing this right? Fisher?
Yeah, Eagleguard. Yeah, it's spelled out full.
Okay. And then for the address, though, for the billing address to that, is that the same that we have on file?
No, it'll be the PO box.
Okay. And what's the PO box number?
No, sorry. This is the box address on this card. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Correct.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Yeah. All right, I don't know which card I'm using, so yeah.
You're all good, man. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And now for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
3790-015663-11008.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
12/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
6366.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process any payment here, please, first off, stay on the phone with me, man. All right, I don't forget my promises here. So I like to refresh the account a few times just because we have got a really good promotional rate. I want to keep it this way through our systems as well, too. This is for long-term, man. We're not here for a short-term relationship. Okay, so looking good. Okay, Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Again, stay on the phone with me because I want you to see your invoice through text and email. Whichever comes first, though, let me know, and that way I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything in here. Now, again, Jeff, I'm giving you an extra favor here as far as your website. You'll never have to pay for the website as the life of you being with us, okay? Just want to make sure give you a heads up on that, all right? It just went through on my side. Let me know once you see a text or an email there, though. Anything yet?
Nothing yet.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm here with you. Let me refresh my side. Yeah, it should be sending now. It's going to all flood in at the same time, just letting you know, so be prepared.
All right. Yep, just came in.
I figured, yeah. Okay. If you're looking at the one from the text message, they all go to the same one, but however it makes you feel comfortable, there's a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on that, you'll see every breakdown we're talking about here, plus everything that we talked about is including that package is in there. But there's also short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future if you ever did decide to do that. Now, I want to make sure, please don't forget, Jeff, you have a really nice promotional rate. If you do decide to upgrade your package in the future, please let me know because I can apply that same promotional rate to the other packages. You will never have to pay the normal rate, okay, from here on. So take your time reading through this. If you have any questions, concerns, ask away. That's what I'm here for. Once you do notice that everything we discuss is in here, at the bottom, there's two checkboxes that are so small everyone misses it. You just want to click on those two boxes, and you're going to type in your name, exactly how it shows on the card, and let me know where it takes you from there, okay? And Jeff, I'm going to be silent on my side, but I'm still here with you. I just want to make sure you know that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just making sure.
As far as the host transfer policy, that doesn't apply since I'm hosting the website, correct? They're just going to provide the website and put it up on there.
Anything to do with a website on this one, sir? I'm the regional price director. I'm telling you right now, there is price free on this one, okay? All I ask in return on this one, Jeff, is please communicate with our team so that way they can make things happen the way you need it to, okay? But no, there is no pricing whatsoever for anything for a website on there. That's on recording right now as well, too. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
So it's showing an error because it says my signature is incorrect because there's misspellings in what's been provided. So I'm not sure how you want me to fix that. Type what's there or type what's accurate because it won't let me go any farther.
Don't type what's there. That's me messing up then. And I'm guessing it's the last name there.
It's the first name and last name.
Oh, it's even the first
you
name here.
You got an extra E in my first name, and it's F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
F-I-S-C-H-E-R, right?
Yeah, F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Okay. Okay, so let's make sure, let's fix it this way. How about this? I'm going to make it easier for me. So for the systems, go ahead. I'm going to send you a text. So that way you can save and make sure you still have our number there, the 877 number, okay? Let's see. John, local splash. How? Just go ahead and send me how you want me to spell it on there. That way I can just put it, it'll automatically shoot right into the system and then I can just refresh on there for you. And let me see here. Okay. Let me go ahead and refresh now. Should be good. Huh. Yeah, I was way off. I don't know how that happened there. Okay. All right. And updated. Let me know if that changed it there for you.
So I just need to refresh the page?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I should have taken care of it there.
Yeah, you brought me to a login screen.
Beautiful. All right, so, Jeff, just letting you know, that's your next best friend, okay? Yes. Meaning, if I can give you the best advice to make sure this works, two things, communicate with our team and keep track of your analytics through that dashboard. That's what that is right there. Now, if I give you this login and password right now, you will see nothing in there because we didn't jump on it yet. By tomorrow, when they talk to you, they will give you the login and password and show you how to maneuver through that because you can even update your website from there. I mean, you could do anything on that thing, all right? See, to keep track of the calls, all of it. But, Jeff, I know we're going to do you well, man. I'm sorry that you went through a different company. I just didn't say what they're going to do, but I'm glad we would talk to you because you would have been flagged on your Google account, and that would have been even worse to get it unsuspended. So I'm glad we talked to you in the nick of time here. But, Jeff, welcome to the family. And congratulations, and we will talk to you tomorrow. If for any reason you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, let us know. We'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
So I'm assuming that they're going to call me tomorrow then, or do I need to call them?
Correct. No. They're going to call you from the 877 number. If I'm not in a meeting or if I'm not on the phone, I will call in with them to introduce you guys too, okay? But if I'm not, then they'll still call you. All right, Jeff.
Okay.
Perfect. It's a pleasure meeting you, sir. You take care. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take it.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Okay.